All right, we're back over here in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. I'm Kevin Connor. Our engineer is Cliff Hargrove, and we're very glad to welcome back Lucinda Williams. Welcome back to Austin and KUT now X.
Yeah.
We didn't have two stations last time you were here.
I know. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you back. And Stuart Mathis playing guitar with Lucinda. And she's playing tonight at Stubbs, part of a special tour to celebrate the 25th anniversary of, as you call it, the Rough Trade record. Simply titled Lucinda Williams.
Right.
Kind of like the White Album for you, right?
Yeah, sort of like that, I guess. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like 25 years,
does
it?
I know. No, it doesn't.
How has it been going so far?
It's been going great. I mean, the songs have just really stood the test of time. And, you know, a few of them I've still been doing over the years in my regular shows, like Passionate Kisses and Side of the Road. But some of them I hadn't done in a while. And it's been really cool to bring those back out again. And, you know.
Did any of them surprise you?
One of them called Price to Pay. Yeah. I've really been enjoying, you know, I said, wow, why haven't I been doing that song more? And I've been enjoying kind of rediscovering it, some of the songs, you know, and yeah, so it's been really fun.
Do you do the performance in the sequence it is on the album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same sequence. Cool. And then, once the album is done, then, we start the next portion of the set, usually with me doing a song by myself, and then the guys come back on, and we just kind of do a mix of songs from different albums, you know. And
you got a lot to choose from.
Yeah, and we usually end up with, you know, Righteously and Joy and, you know, some of those kind of up-tempo songs.
Well, we're going to start off with a pretty up-tempo one here, Passionate Kisses. You get to hear it tonight, too, at Stubbs. Lucinda Williams on KUTX. Lucinda Williams here on KUTX with Stuart Matheson. Passionate Kisses. And from the Rough Trade album, the album simply titled Lucinda Williams, which was released just about almost 25 years ago and recorded in June of 1988. So we're gonna climb in the time machine here, Lucinda, and we're going to go back to June of 88. Here's an album that was so identified with Texas and Louisiana and the South, mm-hmm. and you made it on the beach of California.
Yeah, well, not on the beach.
But close to it, right?
No, not even close to it. I was in a little neighborhood called Silver Lake, actually.
Oh, okay.
And that was when you could still get pretty cheap rent back then. I had a little cute little duplex apartment for $400 a month. And what had happened was I went out there at the urging of a friend of mine who I'd known in Houston. And he had moved to San Francisco and invited me to go out to California and help set up some gigs out there. And in the back of my mind, when I was leaving Austin, I was kind of thinking I might not be coming back right away because I was just ready for a change.
Right.
And it was turned out to be the best move I could have ever made, you know, because it threw me into the whole, you know, the music business part of things, which I hadn't been exposed to at all before that. And I was really fortunate because I was you know, starting out in that time in Texas, Austin and Houston, where I lived between 1974 and 1984. And, you know, such a supportive artistic community, and it was, you know, livable, and you could afford, you know, the cheap rent, and everything was cheaper back then. Now the kids have to work, you know, full-time jobs to make ends meet. So it's harder to be an artist these days. And back then, there was still that, it was still during that time when, you know, you could work a day job a couple of days a week and play music the rest of the time. So that's what
you could afford to be a starving artist.
You could afford to be, yeah. And, you know, so that's what I did during all that time in Texas, that really Austin and Houston. I kind of moved back and forth because the music scenes kept changing between the two places. And for a while, I lived in Houston and played at Anderson Fair, and there was that whole Vital singer-songwriter thing going on there. Then I ended up moving back to Austin before I moved to L.A. But I always say that during that time in Texas, that was really where I cut my teeth and really where I formed, started that solid fan base and, you know, practice playing in front of people, and, you know, it was just the best place to start, to get started, you know.
Emma Joe's. Alamo Lounge. Eventually the Cactus.
Yep, Cactus Cafe.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the Drag, off the Drag there where they still had the vendors on that street there. I used to go and set up my guitar and play for tips.
Really?
On that corner there.
You know, Bruce Malenzik of the Armadillo Christmas Bazaar always credits you for the inspiration for the Armadillo Christmas Bazaar, because you said to him, there should be a place when it gets cold for these artists to show their stuff. And he was like, hey, that's a great idea. This coming Christmas, when you go to the Armadillo Christmas Bazaar, thank Lucinda Williams.
Well, you know, Bruce Malenzik, actually, right after I moved here, he put me up at his apartment, and he was just one of those special angel kind of people, you know, back in the day, who, you know, helped me out. And I slept on, you know, several people's couches and things, you know, back then, like a lot of people did.
We're talking with Lucinda Williams. She's back here in Austin. She's playing at Stubbs tonight. She's going to do the whole Lucinda Williams album, which came out just about 25 years ago, within a couple of weeks, on Rough Trade Records, which was primarily a punk label back then.
Yeah, they were a punk British label, and they were looking to expand, you know, into different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done this demo tape of the song, all the same songs that are on the Rough Trade album. Sony Records had taken an interest in me and gave me what they used to call a development deal, which was basically like, you know, here's enough money to pay your rent for 6 months, and so go write some songs and do a demo tape, and then we'll decide if we want to sign you. And of course, I was over the moon. You know, that was like the first time ever I hadn't had to work a day job, and you know. So I was just thrilled, and of course I was sure they were going to sign me. And anyway, I went in and did this demo tape with Henry Louie, and had all kinds of great people on it. Al Anderson and the keyboard player, guitar player, and the keyboard player Terry from NRBQ, and Garth Hudson from the band played accordion, and David Mansfield. You know, anyway, we got done with the demo, and Sony Records in LA said it was too country for rock, so they sent it to Nashville Sony, and Nashville Sony said it's too rock for country, and so it literally fell on the cracks between country and rock, because which now they call Americana.
Sure.
You know, but they didn't have that back then.
You were Americana before they knew what Americana was.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. As were a lot of other people.
Sure.
But anyway, so that's the story there. So then Rough Trade heard the, got a copy of the album, and or the demo, and called me up and said, "We love your songs. We love your voice. Do you want to make a record?" And that's how it went.
And you know, you made the same songs with your band.
Right.
And it was a pretty small core of people making this record, right?
Yeah, yeah. Gerf Morlix and the late Donald Lindley on drums, and the late John Chambody on bass. And it's really sad. We've lost 5 members of that, the group of people, since this record was made. Donald Lindley, John Chambody, Doug Atwell, who played fiddle, Juke Logan, who played most recently, Juke Logan, who was on harmonica, and Chris Gaffney,
wow,
who played accordion. So that's another reason this is so, you know, doing this right now and revisiting these songs means so much, you know, to so many people. Donald Lindley's widow, Kathy, is going to be at the show tomorrow night, and, you know, she said, "I know it's going to be really nostalgic," and, you know, because it just seems like yesterday.
I know.
You know.
Yeah. 25 years goes like that.
Yeah.
As Jody always says, he's quoting Warren Zevon, "It's a damn short movie," or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get another song then from the Lucinda Williams album. And again, big show tonight at Stubbs.
Yeah. Big, hot, steamy, sweaty night. Texas night at Stubbs. We played in Dallas last night, and it was probably about 100 degrees.
Oh.
We played outside. But tons of people were there. They all came out, and everybody was dancing and sweating and enjoying it, and it was awesome. So I'm going to do a song that Emmylou Harris recorded, Crescent City. Everybody's had a few. Now they're talking about who loves who. I'm going back to the Crescent City, where everything's still the same. This town has said what it has to say. Now I'm after that back highway and the longest bridge I've ever crossed over Pontchartrain.
That's why we stay.
I was hoping you'd do that one. Thank you.
Because you wanted me to.
Lucinda Williams in Crescent City, Stuart Mathis on the lead guitar there. Tout le temps sans temps.
Tout le temps sans temps.
It translates to you on your time. Is that what it means to
yeah,
you?
Yeah. No, and I don't know. It's such a loose, you know, it's just an expression.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of like, it's pretty much like let the good times roll.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. But it is. It's a, if you translate it literally, it's kind of a weird, yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, tout le temps sans temps. You know, you hear them say that a lot, the Zydeco bands and all that.
So you and your brother and your sister spent time in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah, I was born in Lake Charles.
Right.
And my dad taught, we moved around a lot because he was teaching college, and he was also a poet. And so he would teach for a year or two here, a year or two there. And we lived in, well, my sister was born in Jackson, Mississippi. My brother was born in Vicksburg. So we lived there, and we lived in Macon and Atlanta, Georgia. Baton Rouge in New Orleans is where I went to junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's whole family is from Louisiana, and my dad's family is all from Arkansas.
So. You got the South covered.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're going back to the Crescent City after Austin, two nights at mm-hmm. Tipitina's?
Yeah, two nights at Tipitina's.
And aren't you going to be inducted into something?
I'm going to be inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame.
How's that? That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Does that happen is the induction at Tipitina's?
Yeah, the induction is, I believe, on the second night at Tipitina's.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm sure you're in the Texas Hall of Fame that the Austin Chronicle does every year.
And I
was there the night at the Ryman when you were given the Lifetime Achievement Award for songwriting.
I got that at the AMA.
Yeah?
Yeah, Americana Music Association.
This is not the first time that you've done this, though, where you do a whole album. Didn't you do like a whole week of albums?
Mm-hmm. We did it in L.A. and we did it in New York City where we started with the Rough Trade album, then we went through.
Mm-hmm.
And we featured a different album each night for the first part of the show, and then we take a break and then come back and just mix it up and do a bunch of songs. And what was fun was we had guests we invited up on stage for each part of each night for the second part. So mm-hmm. whoever was in town, I mean, we just had everybody come in, Steve Earle, Emmy Lou, Jim Lauderdale. It was Robbie Krieger. He set in. Then in New York City, we had David Johansen from the New York Dolls. We had David Byrne. So it was pretty cool.
Cool. Well, you'd have to have like 2 weeks now to do all your albums.
I know.
In fact, your productivity in the 21st century, you started like five studio albums in the first 10 years of the...
Well, that's because I got on a label that stayed active and... You know, didn't fall apart because, you know, in between the Retroid album up until Car Wheels, I was, you know, bouncing,
mm-hmm.
Getting signed to labels who would then fold and this and that and the other, you know, so I was like on and off a few different labels. So there was a lot of inconsistency,
right?
You know, and then finally once I got on, well, first Mercury and then Lost Highway developed, and which was part of Mercury Records, and you know, so I was with them all through the Blessed album, my last album.
Right. And did I hear something before during setup about a new album coming out soon?
Well, we're going to go in the studio in October and November.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're talking about, I've got enough songs for two albums, so we're talking about doing two separate albums,
mm-hmm.
possibly. Like Tom Waits did that time.
Sure.
And do, you know, like the rock album and then the non-rock album. You know. So, I'm pretty excited. And we're trying to get, hopefully, maybe if Stuart's available and get him in there. And Steve Earle and Bill Frisell. We've already got him coming in.
Wow.
And
so you're covered on guitars.
Greg Lees, yeah, Doug Pettibone.
Excellent. Yeah. And then you can come back in March and introduce the songs at South by Southwest.
Yes, I'd love to.
I have seen some of your South by Southwest sets that were some of the most riveting shows. There was one at La Zona Rosa one night. It was just like on the very shortest list of the best shows I'd ever seen. It was really great.
Yeah.
So come on back anytime. What's home now, by the way?
Los Angeles. Yeah, I'm back there again. Yeah. Yeah. I moved to Nashville after L.A. I moved to Nashville, and I was there for 9 years. And I moved back to Los Angeles in 2002. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you've ever gone north of the Mason-Dixon line. You always just keep it... keep it on the U.S. down low.
Uh-huh. There you go. Yeah.
Well, let's get one more tune here before you...
Okay.
Got to get going. What were you thinking about?
Let's do Like a Rose.
Okay.
This was always, I think, my favorite track on the album.
Do you have a favorite album of all your albums? I know that's hard to say.
That's a tough one, yeah. I don't know. I think for most artists, it's probably, the most recent one, I guess, because I feel like each one, I feel like the production gets a little bit better. I get a little more confident, as a singer, and, so it's like a growth thing, But, of course, everybody has their favorite ones. A lot of people, this one is still their favorite one.
I'm a Sweet Old World man.
Yeah, good. Sweet Old World kind of gets lost in the,
Oh, no.
It kind of gets left, forgotten about a little bit. Well, part of the problem with that is that it came out on Chameleon Electra, and so WEA still owns the masters to that, and they weren't keeping it in print for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
The same with the Rough Trade record. It was out of
print,
right?
It was out of print for a while. And that's the other thing. This is the other cool thing about this reissue. We hunted down the analog tapes, the master tapes, which was not an easy task. They were in storage somewhere, and Dusty Wakeman, who produced the album with me, and he knew where they were, and we found them, and then we have to bake them, of course. They're so old. And so it's being remastered from the original analog tapes, which hasn't happened before. It was remastered before, but not from the analog. So this makes it even more special. And we heard it, and it really sounds good. It really sounds good.
Freshly rebaked.
Right. This is called Like a Rose.
Like
the road.
Lucinda Williams here on KUTX 98.9 with Stuart Mathis playing along on the guitar. The version of the Lucinda Williams album we have here, I guess it was the reissue, and I love the liner notes that you put on after it. And you were saying you were kind of going for a Velvet Underground thing on that song.
Yeah.
I think you did.
Isn't
I think
it?
You got it.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely.
Because I loved that one album with the banana on the cover.
Uh-huh.
You know, and those songs Pale Blue Eyes, and I'll Be Your Mirror. Love that stuff.
It also seems like, from reading all of these notes, that you appreciate a good cover of one of your songs by somebody else.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, I don't know what songwriter wouldn't like that and appreciate that. I meant to mention, of course, Passionate Kisses. Most people know that Mary Chapin Carpenter recorded that, and
it wasn't country enough to be a hit.
It wasn't exactly.
but it was.
Her label didn't want it. She wanted it to be the first single off her album, and her label people said, in true Nashville form, we don't want it to because it's not country enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she stood her ground. Chapin stood her ground, and it came out, and I ended up winning a Grammy for Country Song of the Year, which surprised the hell out of me, and I'm sure everybody else in Nashville.
Yeah.
Because it's not a country song.
No.
But, you know.
But it's a great song. So, you know. You want to do one more? So, it looks like you're looking through the
notes
there. I
do want to do one more.
Cool.
I want to do Lake Charles.
Lucinda Williams, who's playing tonight at Stubbs, is going to do the whole album, the Lucinda Williams album, or you can call it the Rough Trade album.
Mm-hmm.
And then other stuff after that.
Other stuff after that. Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to get their money's worth.
And well,
we have the Kenneth Bryan Band opening up.
And it's an early show, too.
Awesome.
They come on like about 7 or so. You're on
right.
Pretty early in the evening, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know yet.
That's what I read in the Chronicle.
Thank you.
So it must be right, right?
But anyway, so the Kenneth Bryan Band comes up at the end during the encore, and they sit in on a song, so we have a good time.
Cool.
This is called Lake Charles. This has a lot of meaning for me. This is about a guy who was from Nacogdoches, Texas, who I was involved with for about 4 years, and we met in Houston, and we moved to Austin together, and he was had a heart of gold, but he was a troubled soul, and he eventually passed away in the early 90s sometime. And I want to send this out to my good friend Margaret Moser, because Margaret was with Clyde at the moment of his passing, and this is called Lake Charles.
He had a reason to get back to Lake Charles. He used to talk about it. He just holding on. He always felt Louisiana was was where he felt at home. He was born in Nacogdoches. That's in East Texas, not far from the border. But he liked to tell everybody he was from Lake Charles. Did an angel whisper in your ear and hold you close and take away your fear? In those long last ones, we used to drive through Lafayette and Baton Rouge in the yellow Camino, listening to Howlin' Wolf. He liked to stop in Lake Charles, 'cause that's a place he loved. Did you run about as far as you could go down the Louisiana highway, across Lake Pontchartrain? Now your soul is in Lake Charles, no matter.
Lucinda Williams, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Really enjoyed it. And I want to thank Stuart Mathis, who is a longstanding member of the Wallflowers, who we're really honored and happy to have out with us for this run.
Cool. Well, the run continues tonight at Stubbs on a home game weekend. It's going to be crazy on Red River. Texas and Mississippi up the street. Lucinda Williams at Stubbs. It's just your usual Saturday night.
If you can make the decision between the game and my show.
I think things are going to go better at Stubbs, actually, than at the field, judging from last week. But thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having us.
And looking forward to hearing the new stuff in the new year.
Thank you.
Thank you to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove. I'm Kevin Connor. This is KUTX 98.9.